Medical front line. Unit 1. 1. Vocabulary. A. Match each word with its definition. 1. Income. 2. Prevent. 3. Outfit. 4. Donate. 5. Priority. B. Match each medical word with its meaning. 1. Screening. 2. Operation. 3. Surgery. 4. Surgeon. 5. Visually impaired. 6. Visual impairment. 7. Restore. 8. Blindness. 2. Comprehension.
The world's only flying eye hospital was recently upgraded in a newly outfitted MD-10 aircraft to take medical workers to countries around the world for screenings and operations. Outside the flying hospital, conditions can be basic. Dr. Daniel Neely, volunteer eye surgeon.
You know, you can be in Zambia and the power goes out in the middle of the surgery. You can be there needing to scrub your hands for the surgery, and you have to use a bucket of water because the water's gone out.
Partnering with local clinics and hospitals, Orbis works in Cameroon, Ethiopia, Ghana, and Latin America. Dr. Jonathan Lord, Global Medical Director, Orbis.
You've then got Asia, where we work in China, we work in Vietnam. We have projects running in India, in Bangladesh. We work in Indonesia, so we take the plane wherever our gap analysis, wherever the needs analysis says we can be of help.
More than 285 million people around the world are visually impaired, most in low-income countries. 80% of visual impairment problems can be prevented or cured. Among those helping out are volunteer pilots. Captain Gary Dyson flies cargo planes for FedEx, but takes time off to fly for Orbis. Captain Gary Dyson, volunteer pilot.
When you see a child who can't see on Monday and they can see on Wednesday, you're hooked. You want to see it again and again.
After an operation, the improvement can be dramatic, says a volunteer surgeon. Dr. Rosalind Stevens, volunteer surgeon.
And when we remove the patch the next day, frequently the patient breaks into a big smile.
Orbis provides advanced medical training for local doctors and nurses in an onboard classroom that is linked electronically to the plane's operating room. Bob Rank, Orbis CEO.
We teach others to save and restore vision, and we teach healthcare systems to make it a priority, so the prevalence of blindness in their country will come down.
The newest version of the flying hospital in a plane donated by FedEx will make preliminary flights to several U.S. cities, then head to Shenyang, China in September.
Summary. The following is a brief explanation of the flying hospital. Read the passage again and fill in the blanks. Millions of people suffer from visual impairments because they can't get the treatment many of us take for granted. The Flying Eye Hospital is a fully equipped mobile hospital. FedEx has recently donated an MD-10 aircraft, and it will be converted into a next-generation, state-of-the-art Flying Eye Hospital. On the outside, the plane is like most other aircraft. But inside, it's like no other. It has an eye hospital on board. The flying hospital also educates doctors, nurses, and technicians to save and restore vision. Classrooms are aboard the plane, and local medical personnel are able to watch live surgeries. The Flying Eye Hospital focuses on the prevention of blindness and the treatment of eye diseases in developing countries.